Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know, we need them. We do. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I am so ready.
You know,
but
I'm glad you're saying that you're ready.
Yeah, but I think my subconscious mind has been ahead of me all along.
Well, it's funny you should mention that.
Yeah?
It's funny you should mention that because I've been wondering, you know, sometimes I want
that's dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to go this way, but I end up going that way.
Yes, I
sometimes I want to do this, but I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, you know, what's going on with me? And I'm looking, I'm in need of a life strategist that can clear this up for me.
Well, I think you are in great shape, my friend.
I am?
Yeah. We've got a wonderful life strategist to help you to detangle your subconscious mind and your conscious mind and maybe even give you a blueprint for how to change your mind. Literally.
You must be talking about Larry Valmore.
None other. No. Who else could I be talking about?
Well, you know, for a lot of us, Lauren, we hear the term unconscious or subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, oh, not there. I don't want to go there. That's
well,
a dark place. But here's the deal.
You're always there.
You're never not there.
Right.
I hope none of my English teachers heard that. But anyway, you're never not there.
Right.
And it turns out that if we will make friends, if we will make friends with our subconscious mind, our unconscious mind, it can literally change our lives. And Larry Valmore, our life strategist today, is going to tell us how to do that.
He's going to shed some light on it.
He's going to shed some light about that. And he's going to help all of us. And be available to, we'll tell you all about that as this unfurls today on strategies. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
oof, oof.
Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, pretty good Muffies too, SRT Sales Training, and Uprising Addiction Center. Our life strategist today is Larry Valmore. Yeah, he's going to change our mind on strategies. Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
Do you want to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture? Or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned, more than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online, scotttarkowski.com, or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome into Strategies for a Living, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now a gentleman. I thought I knew a lot about the subconscious mind, and then I met Larry Valmore. I don't know, gosh, feels like yesterday and feels like I've known him all my life. Mm. Larry is a master social worker. He is a coach and earned his master's degree in social work back in 1982. Worked as a clinician and clinical supervisor for a lot of years. And he's evolved in his own beliefs and has moved into a coaching orientation rather than doing therapy. And actually, where I met him, Larry has taught workshops in 15 foreign countries. I didn't go to a foreign country to meet Larry. I met him right here. As a matter of fact, was instrumental in bringing him to Shreveport, Louisiana, after I took his workshops in Dallas. And he's actually taught in all 50 United States and has private clients all over the states and all around the country. And I'm just happy to welcome Larry Valmore to Strategies for Living. How you doing,
as
Larry?
I am doing well, feeling good. How are you, lovely people?
We're wonderful. I'm thinking about how long we've known each other and how far
perhaps
we go back.
Even more
and I'm
beyond
thinking
this life.
How in the world have you not been on how have you not been a life strategist before, right?
Well, that's a good question. I think maybe I wasn't thinking clearly enough to ask to invite myself onto your show.
There you go. There you go.
We met actually in June of 2003.
That's a
you
long time ago.
You came to Dallas for a workshop that I was teaching there, and then you came back in July to take the next level, what was called the advanced.
Right, right. So
and then you started inviting me to Shreveport to teach groups of people that you would put together,
and we helped a lot of people come into
a lot of people are living better, happier, healthier lives because we taught them, and it's not because we have the capacity to change their lives, but we showed them how they can change their own.
Right.
Very good. Yes.
Yeah. What
Larry, that's an important distinction.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Why are so many of us, when you say the word subconscious or unconscious mind, why are we timid about that? Why are we afraid of the unconscious mind?
I think a lot of people, maybe the majority of people, think of their subconscious as a kind of enemy. And the reason is it thinks differently and it works on different information from that of our conscious mind. It's important to understand that these two levels of mind function very differently. And so is it okay if I explain a little bit about those
different functions? We're counting on it. We're counting on it.
And why that matters. All right. So it's interesting because the conscious mind is the one that we're aware of most of the time, by definition.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
This is what we're aware of. And the subconscious mind is operating in the background, a little bit like the software on your computer.
Right.
You're looking at a Word document, let's say, just for example, and you're typing in things. But there's a whole lot of stuff going on in the background to make that process possible.
Yes.
And the subconscious mind is sort of like that operating system in the computer and in the software that runs your application or your program. And one of the things it does is it controls all the physical functions in your body. Mm-hmm. It puts you to sleep. It wakes you up. You think your alarm wakes you up? No, it's your subconscious mind responding to an alarm. So your subconscious mind is awake 24 hours a day, whereas your conscious mind is awake 16, 17 hours a day, and then goes to sleep for 7 or 8. But But the subconscious never goes to sleep. And this is good because your subconscious mind is controlling your heartbeat and your breathing. It also controls your digestion, and it does cell reproduction and so on. So it does all of these things. Now, another key difference is the fact that the conscious mind has the capacity to think about abstract things, things that you can't literally see or feel or hear right now in the moment. Right. So you can imagine the future. You can remember the past. Mm. The subconscious mind, by contrast, is always in the present moment. And so I tell my various clients, and some of them have been abused, physically abused, sexually abused, or they've been in car accidents, et cetera, et cetera. I say, to you, this was something that happened in the past. To your conscious mind, this happened in the past. Your subconscious mind is living with this right now.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you were abused as a five-year-old and you're 40 now, you think, well, that was 35 years ago. No, your subconscious mind is being abused right now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Not literally, but the subconscious mind's in the present moment. And one of the good things about that is that when you make a change in how you think, what you believe subconsciously, it's a long-lasting change.
Yeah.
Because it's always in the present moment. These things don't fade away.
Yeah.
Is that part of why, you know, we can believe something on a conscious level? We can say, you know, that we believe something, but on a subconscious level, it may not believe it. The reason that the subconscious is always in the present, is that part of why it's so resistant to change? Or can you talk a little bit about why the subconscious is so resistant to change?
I certainly can. Thank you for the question, Lauren. There are a couple of reasons. One thing is that in the conscious mind, it's easier to change because you read a book, you listen to an expert, whatever you might do, you can change your thinking. The subconscious mind isn't involved in that. Mm. And that's why so often talk therapy has less than spectacular results. And I say that as a person who practiced talk therapy for 15 years.
Right.
It's often the results often are not as satisfying as you would want, either as the therapist or as the client, because the subconscious mind isn't involved in that. It's also why most New Year's resolutions barely make it out of January. Right? Is this familiar?
Very, very. If they make it out of January at all.
If they make it. Yeah. Usually, yeah. In fact, pretty commonly they're gone in about 2 to 3 weeks. And this is stuff, I mean, you decide on January 1st that you're going to exercise more, you're going to go to the gym every day, or you're going to change your diet, or all kinds of things that people decide they're going to do. And the conscious mind makes that decision. The subconscious mind's not involved.
Yeah.
Now, I knew a woman from Nevada, and she came to a workshop that I was teaching. And then later she came to the next level. And she told me that she'd done some subconscious mind change in the way that I had taught her. And she had been wanting for some 10 or 12 years to get to the gym on a regular basis. And she just never managed to get herself there. But she did a belief change with her subconscious mind. And she said, now, I can't even stop myself from going to the gym. It's just so easy, and I am going regularly. And this has been going on for some 7 or 8 months. So, I mean, because I met her for the second time, I saw her in July or August or something like that. So she'd done that New Year's resolution, but now she did this New Year's resolution for her subconscious mind. Mm. But you see, one of the things that happens is as we're growing up, many different things happen to us, and we're told so many different things by our parents, by older siblings, by other people that we know. And so in the first 5 years or so, we've essentially programmed ourselves, and we have just hundreds of thousands of beliefs about ourselves and about other people and about life in general. And some of them are very positive and some of them are very negative. Mm. And so the negative ones get in our way. The negative ones feel like they are sabotaging us. And because the subconscious mind's always in the present moment, then these beliefs from a long time ago are still just like they were originally, and they can run opposite to our current goals and beliefs and new information that we've accumulated throughout our lives and so on. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Now, we're going to dive in much more to the unconscious and how to change the unconscious. But as we talk, we're about to go to break. As people hear what you have been able to help other people accomplish, they're going to say, hey, I want to get a hold of this guy. What's the best way that people can be in touch with you, Larry?
Well, if anybody wants some help with something, they can write to me at larryvalmore@gmail.com.
All right.
Now, the only thing that might be difficult about that is the spelling of my last name. It's V as in Victor, A-L-M-O-R-E. So larryvalmore@gmail.com.
All right.
And if they write, I would suggest that you include, well, first of all, tell me that you heard me on Strategies for Living. Secondly, include a phone number so that I can give you a call and we'll talk and see what we need to do. I'll say a little bit more about that later. And I'm offering a very special deal for people that hear me on Strategies because of my wonderful friends, David and Lauren.
I love it. LarryValmore@gmail.com. We've got more to learn today about the subconscious and the conscious mind and how they work together with Larry Valmore, our life strategist. Stay with us. We'll be right back. When you need help, you want help now, and you want a rehab and addiction center that can help support you and help you flourish. Uprising Addiction Center in Shreveport is that place. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. Whether you're looking for yourself or a loved one, you'll find Uprising Addiction Center for detox, for residential inpatient, and intensive outpatient. You'll also find a team of dedicated specialists who will help you remember who you really are. You're not your addiction. Your story is waiting to unfold. And Uprising is here to help make that happen. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. A relaxed and beautiful setting. A dedicated team that knows how to help you recover your life and potential. Uprising Addiction Center. UprisingCenter.com.
Are you trying to develop a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Are you wanting to change your current culture, or are you lacking the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, then you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Hi, everyone. My name is Scott Tarkowski, and I'm the owner of SRT Sales Training. Relevant, real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter what the business. For more information, go to ScottTarkowski.com or simply call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather's sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, our life strategist, Larry Valmore. Larry Valmore at gmail.com. Make sure you put in your phone number so that Larry can contact you. Mention in your email that you heard about him here on Strategies for Living. And
you'll get a special discount.
And you get a special deal.
Yeah.
And Larry works with people. You can be all over the world, as a matter of fact, because you're actually in Colorado Springs, Colorado. But you work with people all over the country, all over the world.
And yeah, I've had clients in Norway and Denmark. I've had clients that are in Nepal, Poland, Japan. Lots of places. And I've also got them in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I grew up, and California, and I don't know, a bunch of places. So yeah, the phone, the magic, I mean, the technology of the phone allows us to work across long distances.
I like it.
Well, I was just going to say, is it okay if I share a few stories of the success that people have had working with their subconscious mind?
I would love that. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's important.
So just understand that the stories that I'll share are ones where I was on the phone, or in some cases in person, with people and helped them work with their own subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And before we end the show today, I will share a couple of strategies that people can use, even if they never talk to me at all.
Excellent.
That will make their lives a little better by making friends and connecting with their subconscious mind.
You will earn your
sound good?
Yes. You will earn your life strategist stripes that
I'll
way.
I'll get the certificate all right. for you.
A number of years ago, I met at a health fair a chiropractor, and he was the owner of a chiropractic group. So he had three or four docs working with him. And I ended up working with a couple of those guys. And one of them had a very severe fear of hypodermic needles. Now, this is not terribly uncommon, but this guy had a real kind of a panic attack at the idea of having a hypodermic needle. In fact, once upon a time, a doctor had postponed a planned procedure because this man's blood pressure was so sky high that the doctor thought, if I puncture the skin, this guy could just bleed profusely.
Wow.
And it just, so he said, we cannot do whatever the procedure was. I don't remember. But the doc said, we can't do this now. Your blood pressure is too high. So I talked to him. He said he had a dental procedure coming up. And of course, he's going to get a shot of Novocaine. It's usually,
right.
I mean, that's the painkiller. And that comes, I don't know if you've seen it, that comes in a pretty big looking needle.
Yeah, I noticed the dentist usually tries to hide that. but yeah, not all do.
But sometimes you get a look at it.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. So he was just petrified at this idea. He really needed this dental work. And it was going to be super painful if he didn't have the shot. But the shot was scary. So I worked with him. And he changed his whole point of view. And he told me later, he said, well, I took one deep breath and I was absolutely fine.
Hmm.
Wow.
And in another case, you've heard of fear of flying?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, a lot of people have that. So there was a woman in Cincinnati that had to make, for her work, she had to make weekly flights to Albuquerque. And she did that, but she was absolutely frightened. And so this was a very unpleasant thing for her to do every week, to get on the plane to go to Albuquerque and to get on the plane to come back. And I mean, she had rapid heart rate. She had shallow breathing, just a whole sense of impending doom.
Sounds like a panic attack almost.
Kind of like a panic attack. Sweaty palms, all that stuff. And we sat down. I helped her change her beliefs about flying and that it's safe to do, etc. And she wrote me after a week or so later. She wrote and she said, for her weekly flight, she said, I was almost all the way onto the plane when I remembered I was supposed to feel nervous.
Supposed to, huh?
And I happened to see her about a year later, and she was still feeling absolutely fine. She was unafraid to fly.
All right, so that's important, Larry. So when you work with people, mm-hmm. and you do the process of change, mm-hmm. at the subconscious or unconscious level that you do, then what you're saying is it generally
sticks.
Will hold. It'll generally stick.
Because the subconscious mind is always in the present moment. And so this is a new kind of present, but you're in that present moment, whatever it is. I don't say permanently, not even the Rocky Mountains are permanent, but
right,
it's long lasting. It's long lasting. I'll give you another example. There was a colleague that I knew that had been in an auto accident about 2 years before, a pretty severe one. And she had something like a panic attack every time she had to get into a car to go anywhere. She, again, this rapid heartbeat, this shallow breathing, sweaty palms, et cetera, et cetera. So this happened a couple years before. And so I did some work with her. I helped her change her subconscious mind. And she then got to a place where she felt completely comfortable in the car. And one of the things is that this accident happened on a road that was on the direct route from her house to the grocery store. Now, this woman had 5 children, so she's going to have to go to the grocery store kind of often, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was even though it was unpleasant to get in the car, she absolutely refused to go on this road where that accident happened. So she was going way out of her way to get to the grocery store. And after that, she felt fine to get in the car. She felt at peace to drive or to ride with somebody else, like her husband driving. And I happened to see her 2 years after that. And again, because the subconscious mind's always in the present moment, she was still, 2 years later, she was still riding comfortably in the car. And she takes the direct route to the grocery store instead of going way out of her way.
You know, you and I, many, many years ago, worked with a young lady who could not, she could go all around Shreveport in Bossier City. But she would literally have a panic attack when she tried to leave town, when she'd get to the state line. Didn't matter if she was going towards Texas or going to Arkansas or going to the airport. Didn't matter. She would literally have a panic attack. And you worked with her, and she did the work. I'm happy to report. I stay in touch with this young lady.
She's been out of the country within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foreign countries to.
And has a house in another state as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. And not only can she do it, but she can do it without having to force herself through fear and anxiety. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This young lady was initially sent to me by her doctor, who, in spite of him prescribing the medication that you usually prescribe for a panic attack, she still had a panic attack loaded down with the medication at the airport. And at that point, you know, that's when... you know, I got involved, and subsequently I got you involved, and the rest is, as they say, history.
Yeah. Well, the subconscious mind is very powerful. Research suggests that it's responsible for anywhere from 95 to 99%, or it represents 95 to 99% of all our consciousness. And that's why people have trouble with willpower. Have you ever seen one of these hand cars on the railroad?
There's this
big lever and you can pump it up and down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And railroad workers use it to get from one place to another. So I think of the conscious mind as being kind of like this hand car. And you can go where you want to go, but it takes some effort and some energy and whatnot.
Right. Right.
But then the subconscious mind is like a locomotive that's coupled to the hand car. Now, if the locomotive's going the way you want to go, great. But if it's going the opposite direction,
And that describes, that illustration, that metaphor describes what happens so much when it comes to wanting to make changes. We have our conscious mind, the hand car, pointed to the east, but where we really want to go is west, and that's the locomotive, and it's not going to turn out so well. Okay, you can use your imagination, folks, with what do you want to change? The question is, are your conscious mind and subconscious mind aligned? If they're not, that may be what the problem is. Larry Valmore can help you. LarryValmore@gmail.com. Include your phone number in the email. Tell him that you heard about him on Strategies for Living and get a special discount on his already very reasonable rates. Larry Valmore, VALMORE@gmail.com. We've got more. Stay with us. More strategies to come.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking to Larry Valmore today. He is our life strategist. We are learning a great deal about the unconscious mind and the subconscious mind and how we go about changing that. It's easier than maybe we think. Larry Valmore at gmail.com. Drop him an email. Include that you heard about it on Strategies for Living. Include your phone number. And Larry will be in touch, give you a special rate, and you can decide what you want to change. We'll talk about what that is in a moment. But I'm aware that some people, since we're talking about the subconscious mind, a lot of people will know and be familiar with, oh, well, you're talking about hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And what does Larry Valmore say to that?
Larry Valmore says he's not trained in hypnosis.
So this is not, you don't wave a watch in front of somebody or you are getting sleepy or anything like that.
I sure don't. I've learned and used a couple of processes over 30 years I've been doing this work. And In both cases, and in particular the system with which I'm working right now, the conscious mind is fully awake and a complete participant in the change. Mm-hmm. What's different from a kind of a standard therapy is that the conscious mind's involved and the subconscious mind is also involved. Mm-hmm. So we do this kind of synergy. We bring the two together for the very best possible results. So the person's awake the entire time, and there's some imagery and breathing patterns and various kinds of things that are involved, but the conscious mind is a complete participant. So that's something that makes it different from hypnosis.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Having done this work with you, mm-hmm. Larry, I can tell you that a lot of people say, gosh, this sounds too good to be true. And then after they have the experience, and by the way, I mean, you know, you might say, gosh, I would pay thousands of dollars if I could get my subconscious mind on board, you know, I don't know what Larry charges, but it's not thousands of dollars. I can tell you that.
No, it's not.
It's very reasonable. You know, about what you would pay for a visit to any professional. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. LarryValmore@gmail.com. Include your phone number. Just mention that you heard it on Strategies for Living. Okay, you promised that you could give a couple of things that people could use, some strategies, even if they don't call you, that will help tune into the unconscious, subconscious mind. Share those with us, if you would, Larry.
Yeah, a lot of people, mostly older people, but not entirely, have an experience that goes something like this. They're in the house, they walk from one room into another, and they get in this next room and they stop and they think, why did I come in here? They have forgotten why they walked into that room.
You've been watching me.
they figure there must be some reason, but they can't figure out what it is. Now, let me explain why that happens. First of all, it's important to understand if you're a somewhat older listener, 50s or 60s or something like that, this is not a sign of dementia. Mm. This is absolutely not a sign of dementia. So that's important. Don't worry about that. If that's what's happening, you don't need to worry about dementia because of that. What happens is, because you're older, you have a great many more memories, you have a great many more responsibilities, you're likely to have more people in your life to think about and care about and help out in some way. and so forth and so on. So what happens is you think to yourself, I need to go into the bedroom and pick up X object, whatever it is. Now, on your way to the bedroom, you think about 12 to 15 other things.
Right.
And that's why, and then, and again, this is all conscious mind, but you're worried about your son or your daughter, or there's a grandchild that's ill, or any number of things, all kinds of things. So you think about all these different things. And so no wonder by the time you get to the bedroom, even if it's only a minute or so, you've forgotten why you went in there. But here's the beauty. Your subconscious mind has not forgotten. Mm. Your subconscious mind remembers very well. So the trick is to go as quiet as you can, because your subconscious mind is always trying to talk to you, but the conscious mind is shouting over.
Yeah.
So if you can just go quiet, just stand there, and as best as you can, without worrying about how well you are or are not doing it, as best you can, get quiet. And if you get quiet enough, your subconscious mind will tell you why you went in there. And this can be done in 10 or 15 seconds, 20 seconds probably at the most. And by the way, if you do this, if you employ this strategy for living, it will benefit from a practice effect. So the more and more you do it, the better and better you'll get at it. Now, similarly, let's say someone's listening and they don't have this problem. They always remember why they went into a room, no problem. Here's another way to use the same idea, just a shade different, but fundamentally the same. When you're getting ready to go to work, or especially if you're getting ready to go on a trip, let's say you're taking a road trip, it is useful to pack everything, you put everything in the car that you think you're going to want, et cetera, et cetera. Before you go, stop by the front door and go quiet. The idea is that in just before you go quiet, pose a question to your own subconscious mind. Is there anything I'm forgetting?
Right.
Is there anything else I want to bring? And you go quiet. Your conscious mind can forget these things. Your subconscious mind remembers them. So if you go quiet enough, your subconscious mind will say, you wanted to bring this thing. And it's especially important on a road trip, because you don't want to get an hour away from home and realize that you forgot to put in the car some critical thing.
Absolutely.
Now you have to turn around and drive back to get it.
Absolutely. All right. LarryValmore@gmail.com includes your phone number. Tell him you heard about this on Strategies for Living. If there's anything that you would like to change in your life, I can promise you, get your conscious mind and unconscious mind aligned, and Larry Valmore can help you do that. You get those aligned, some people may say, and you may even say to yourself, I'm unstoppable. LarryValmore@gmail.com. We'll be back. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Larry Valmore. I knew this was going to happen. When Larry comes,
we need
3 or 4 hours, so we're going to have him back. But in between the times, Larry, what do you want to leave? What message do you want to leave with listeners today here on Strategies for Living?
I would say that if somebody thinks they would like to try out getting some help, I can work with a wide variety of things, but the easiest and fastest are things that are traumas. Like I mentioned, the woman that had the auto accident. It could also be childhood abuse.
Right.
Also fears, phobias, anxiety. If you've got those sweaty palms, that rapid breathing, that shallow breathing, that rapid heart rate, and just this sense of impending doom, those are pretty easy to change without medication. Even some physical things, headaches, for example, or other body pains. I have a woman that's now been 5 weeks without headaches after having two or three headaches a week for 50 some years.
Wow. Wow.
So, and again, no medicine. I don't deal in medicine. This is all about what you believe and how you think.
Using your mind. Yep. Okay. The way to reach Larry is just drop him an email, LarryValmore@gmail.com. Include your phone number. Let him know that you've heard it on Strategies for a Living, and you get a special discount. Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
For being a part of Strategies.
Well, thank you, folks. It's been a pleasure.
And, folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it possible, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing,
oof, oof,
and Learning RX. We train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, SRT Sales Training, and Uprising Addiction Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, for Larry Valmore, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.